got a soft spot in my
plus all the
Texas,
other stuff
baby.
We got going, man.
And speaking of, Texas, far be it from me, I should cede control of this to the sports director of the show.
I'm here for you.
Speaking of sportsy, our Texas Rangers, who, by the way, were starting to get injuries and guys are starting to drop like flies, and they're not in the best position, but it helped last night, a playoff push, as the Rangers win and score 20 runs against the Angels. Woo! The 20 runs, the most the Rangers have scored in a game since 2011, tied for the third most runs in franchise history. And this was all in front of a pretty big crowd. In fact, Arlington was almost shut down completely for the past couple of days. Because also, right across the street, over at Jerry World, he had shows Tuesday night and Wednesday night. The weekend.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, the weekend.
On a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Is
right.
Okay.
With a holiday weekend coming up for Labor Day weekend, but the weekend was Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
In Arlington.
I'm
only
very confused.
At AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the weekend coming up. The weekend's already gone. He's
that's
already done.
That's a long weekend.
Yes, that's a holiday
it's
weekend.
It's a big weekend.
Nah, yeah. But the weekend you've already missed because he was already there. Back to you, Jane.
Thanks, Walt. Congratulations, Texas. You've really outdone yourself, quite literally. A new study shows that we are the fourth hardest working state in the union.
Number four.
Mm. Top three honors going to South Dakota, Alaska, and North Dakota topping the list. And one-third of Americans did not use all their vacation time in 2023.
Oh.
Mm. Are you guilty of that?
Ken Buckner.
I was going to say, you should have the time.
I just forget. I just show up here every day. Sometimes I'm here on Sunday and nobody else is here. And then I just go home.
You just wait for Joe Belinsky to show up?
It's a good time, though. We have a good one.
Aww.
The top 10 college list in Texas came out yesterday. Every year, Niche ranks the best universities in America. And if you want to go state by state, here we go. So, real quick, top 10 colleges in Texas. Number 10, Baylor. Number 9, Houston. Where'd number 8 go? Oh, I skipped it. Tyler. Oh. University of Texas. Tyler is number 9. You can see that I went to number 7, Texas Tech. I can't count backwards.
Okay.
Southern Methodist, SMU, 6. 5 is TCU. 4, Trinity. A&M, 3. 2 is UT. Oh. And number 1 is Rice, because nobody can get into it.
Yeah. That's a hardcore college right there.
So I went to Tech. And SMU a little bit.
So there's good news and bad news. The good news is, Texas, we are improving with the weird and creepy subject of porch pirates. Hmm. Now, late last year, a study came out saying that we were the worst in the entire nation. But now, we're only 7th. All this is according to a new study by Go
Bulls. Number 7!
See?
Which determined the average price of a stolen package in the Lone Star State.
Yeah.
$100. In Indiana and Mississippi, that goes up to $250.
Well, maybe if they were harder workers like the rest of us here at number 4 in the state of Texas.
Number 4!
We could boost that up, too.
Yeah, let's ramp it up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We have a lot of porch-related items today.
I know.
With Herschel coming up from the Cracker Barrel porch on the way.
Uncle Herschel.
Hope he doesn't find any pirates. In amusement park news real quick, Six Flags will debut what will ultimately be the world's tallest roller coaster. That rollout in news coming next month. I love to know who owns who, what, and stuff. Turns out, so the company that owns Ripley's Believe It or Not has just bought Hawaiian Falls.
Aloha!
There you go.
Amen.
And amusement of sorts. Baby Dolls, the club that was destroyed by fire back in July of 2024 over there in the Mid-Cities, Euless and Stelling. Well, the Fort Worth City Council unanimously approved a zoning change that will allow Baby Dolls to rebuild, and the owners say that they plan to one pole at a time.
Hey,
it's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.